This is Dusty Rhodes reporting for the Education Desk. Alex McRae was in the news a lot last week. He was on TV, in the newspaper, and here on NPR Illinois. Whether you caught those stories or not, I'd like to introduce this Williamsville High School student to you again. But this time, I'm going to start with a clip from the end of my interview with McRae.
And you're about to graduate, is that right?
Right.
Where are you going? What do you want to be when you grow up?
I actually plan to move to Missouri, and I've already signed up for college there, and I'm taking a nursing program.
What kind of nurse do you want to be?
A registered nurse, and I plan to work with older adults.
Why that?
Right now, I'm actually a CNA in a nursing home, so I spend a lot of time with them, and it's where I'm most comfortable, to be honest.
Okay. What makes you comfortable with them?
It's hard to say exactly, but I like a lot of older programs and music, and so we have something to talk about.
I started with that clip because as soon as I remind you why McRae was in the news last week, it's easy to forget that he's a regular kid and instead start obsessing on which bathroom he uses. McRae is transgender. He was born female but transitioned to male near the beginning of his sophomore year. He made news last week when he signed an agreement with the Williamsville School Board that allowed him to use the boys' bathroom instead of a separate one.
In the settlement, it talks about a bathroom that you were told to go to that you didn't want to go to. Describe the facilities.
In short, it's a very small bathroom in a remote location that originally read restricted use only. Inside the bathroom, it was, you know, one extreme temperature or the other. It was fairly dark. Couldn't see what I was doing. The sink in it just, you know, barely worked. It just kind of trickled out.
And how close was it to your classes? Was it in a convenient location or no?
No. There were several times that I passed a lot of bathrooms that I could have used or should have been able to use just to get to that one.
Near the end of his junior year, he started a personal boycott against that facility.
You know, I had started going to the school and just saying that I was uncomfortable using this restroom. And that's when I asked if I could switch over. And, you know, I was told no, so I just sort of held it in for every day, all day.
So what did that do to your eating and drinking habits?
I dramatically drank less. During the school day, I barely drank like a quarter of a bottle of water.
He had a series of meetings with school officials, but it was clear nothing was going to change.
A lot of people didn't know how to handle it or what to do. So finally, I just, you know, came to the conclusion that the only way to change it was to file the complaint.
School districts in and around Chicago have been allowing transgender students to use the bathroom that aligns with their identity for some time now. But McRae isn't in Chicago. He's in Williamsville, about 16 miles north of Springfield.
So why don't you describe for me what Williamsville's like?
Well, I like to consider it the town in the middle of a cornfield. The town itself is very small. It's, you know, a very small population of a few thousand people. But it's made up of a couple gas stations, a couple schools and churches, but that's about it. There is a McDonald's. There's a couple local restaurants as well, and a Subway.
We've got about 1,500 students in the district. Our high school's got about 500 students. So we're pretty rural America.
That's David Root, superintendent of schools in Williamsville. The bathroom issue casts Root and McRae as adversaries, but only on paper. They both say the settlement they reached was amicable.
We have down-home values in some regard, and I think just because you have maybe religious roots doesn't mean that you don't accept other people that aren't the same, might be the same mind as you. I want to be on the right side of a civil rights issue, and this is the right side of a civil rights issue.
Root calls it the next step in an evolutionary process because McRae's settlement expanded the accommodations already afforded to the previous transgender students at Williamsville High School.
We have had two or three students in my 10 years be dealing with transgender issues, and they all are our students. You know, with any of our staff members, we tell them, here's how you're going to address the student, and everybody says, okay, let's get going, you know, and let's educate our kids and let them be who they want to be.
The settlement Williamsville arrived at with McRae involved more than just bathrooms. It promised to provide a gender support team of school personnel for any student facing gender identity issues. Root describes it as a concept that serves dual purposes.
You know, one of the things, we just didn't want people to just go use any bathroom they want, obviously. They have to go through the process to identify what their issues are, meet with a team of teachers, support staff, counselor, you know, and a whole educational planning team. Here's where they are with their transition, that type of thing, and then where their comfort levels are and how we can accommodate them. Nobody chooses to have to fight this battle for themselves. I mean, who wants to go through this type of crisis that they have to deal with? And our job as a school community is to try to nurture our students into the best potential that they can be, and that's what we say in our mission statement. And fighting them and who they are and how, you know, to try to put up barriers with other excuses as to why we can't accommodate these students is not appropriate.
McRae says he had an informal support team.
There were a lot of teachers that I found myself being able to reach out to, even if I was having a bad day or if I had just an instance of somebody being mean to me. I could go in there and talk to them. And I think Williamsville as a town, it's just, you know, it's such a small town. They're not familiar with what being on that spectrum is. And so a lot of it was just not being educated. And I feel like that's, you know, what they're working towards. And I'm happy about that.
It's a learning curve. And Root knows not everybody in his district has reached the same point. He's heard their arguments, but those don't mesh with what he sees happening in his schools.
I'm not really quite sure how we can go from students that are transgender and make the leap to, because they're transgender, that all of a sudden they're going to commit some kind of sexual violence or something to that regard. So, you know, unfortunately, I think some people are a little worried based around the bathroom use, obviously, is a hot topic. But somehow they make this crosswalk between using a gender-identified bathroom and somehow being some kind of deviants or something to that regard. And our job as educators is to try to work, you know, be on the right side of the compass when it comes to how we show and treat students that have these types of issues. Now, there's a lot of things that we teach kids out of a textbook, but there's things about life, too, and dealing with differences and dealing with mistreatment of individuals and how we would handle that. And I think, you know, I think the school district's trying to be on the right side of that.
Since news of the settlement reached the media, I checked back in with McRae through his ACLU representative and with Root. Neither had experienced any backlash. Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.